Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program tonight, Markets and Company News, we're joined by Fahima Adia, Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments. Fahima, good evening to you. We're heading for a stronger finish tonight. What's up with AVI though?
Evening, Jeremy. Yes, we're seeing quite a strong performance today on the JSE. In particular, the resource sector seems to be driven higher by gold shares such as your Harmony and Goldfields. That's been pushed higher by that higher gold price that was up today as the market waits for more economic data to be released by the US on retail numbers. And there's also been some uncertainty now, you know, around US elections, and the tensions in the Middle East continues to escalate there. On the one hand, we are seeing earnings season kick off in the US. So a number of banks are reporting strong results. But on the other hand, that fiscal stimulus from China hasn't been as positive, with not much clarity on the exact amount of stimulus that will be coming to the market. So I think both events are having somewhat of a mixed impact on our markets today.
On the negative side, though, AVI, Thungela, and I'm also looking at Old Mutual also showing a bit of weakness. But AVI in particular, 7.3% down.
So I think, AVI is focused on the food side of things. And I haven't seen any exact news come out on that as yet. But I can imagine there was maybe some negative feedback from the company around results or some headwinds that they're facing. But I haven't really seen anything as yet which could explain why it's down so significantly.
Yeah, I've also been scouring today and I've been unable to find anything. Of more interest, though, Fahima, the JSE is putting Sasfin on notice now that it's likely to suspend the trading of its shares. The group has failed to meet deadlines to submit its results. This has been a long-standing issue. The company has been accused of keeping investors in the dark about its performance. This is quite a censure if it happens.
Yes, it is. So like you said, you know, it's failed to report its results within that stipulated 3-month period. If it does not comply, then it could be suspended from the JSE. And the company has had quite a lot of negative press over the past few years. It's facing quite a big tax bill from SARS for about $5 billion, which is even more than its market cap. And it's come under a lot of, pressure after those illicit tobacco deals. It was also involved in some money laundering activities, which hasn't been good. But it seems the company is already in the process of delisting from the JSE in any case. In July this year, it did make an offer to minorities at about 30 rand a share, which was a 65% premium to the price. So I suppose that will alleviate some of its responsibilities in terms of reporting timelessly.
And also interesting, when you take a big stick to an issue like this, I've just seen a SENS announcement that says shareholders are advised that Sasfin's results will be published on the 21st of October. So let's see what happens there. Let's move on to Growthpoint. Fahima may sell the minority shareholding in a REIT called New River. This is a big JSE listed property investment company. It's all about simplifying its operations.
Yes, exactly. So Growthpoint basically has that flagship V&A waterfront property in Cape Town that most people are probably familiar with. That's been performing very well. But it seems the sale of these UK operations is basically just due to a reorganization of their strategy. They're saying they want to focus on their core strategy and simplify the business. It recently did sell that 69% stake in Capital and Regional, which is also a UK-based property business, and now looking to sell its 14% minority stake in New River REIT. So the UK market has been under quite a lot of pressure. There has been slow growth, of course, you know, post-Brexit and COVID, and the cash from selling these businesses will just help to bring down debt levels and also reduce the loan-to-value for the company.
Fahima, a little earlier on in the program, I spoke to economist Roelof Botha, who was referencing the Altron FinTech Household Resilience Index, essentially a challenging picture for South African households. But on the flip side, though, we've got APSA's latest Merchant Spend Analytics report and a small increase in consumer spending. And without using the phrase green shoots, this is good news, isn't it?
Well, it looks like there was quite a small increase of just 1% in consumer spending for August compared to July. So it was a bit weaker than the prior month increase on increase. But I would say I'm not very surprised. You know, we are starting to see that the SA consumer is under increased pressure. They have been, of course, for a very long time on the back of those higher interest rates, unemployment, just general economic weakness. And we've only recently started to see rate cuts come through. So I think it will take some time for that to filter through to the consumer. There has been less spending, they say, in particular on food and clothing due to a shift in spending patterns. Consumers are turning to more affordable options like township informal retail and also international fast fashion retailers like Shein that are cheaper than the traditional clothing stores. And consumers have also increased credit card usage by 10% year to date, given the pressure they're under just to make ends meet. So I think that is also what is contributing to somewhat of that increase.
And just finally, the Reserve Bank's monetary policy review says inflation is set to remain close to the target of 4.5%, but could decline to above 3% in, and this is important, a best case scenario. But this, again, could be some good news because it could lead maybe to a decrease of 2 percentage points in interest rates over the next couple of years. We would welcome that, surely.
Yes. So it's quite positive commentary to see. Inflation is under control, like you said, and best case scenario, it could go to just about 3%. I think the rand strengthening has helped contribute towards the improvements, and we've been seeing inflation now steadily decrease in the past few months with the food and fuel prices moderating. And the lack of load shedding, I think, has also been a positive driver as it reduces those additional costs spent on diesel. So hopefully we start to see those further rate cuts come through on the back of this.
And that's where I'm going to leave it tonight. Fahima Adia, thank you very much indeed. Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments. And we'll talk again next week.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.